In the summertime, I went fishing nearly every day.
Mm-hmm. Did you go out? And
I just catch, you know, little suckers and something like that.
From the shore with
and
that?
I remember the first fish I ever caught, I jerked him out of the water, and every little time to take him off the hook, I just run the house.
You're so happy, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Do they ever fish in boats around here?
They do on the lakes. They don't in these streams.
What
here.
Kinds of boats do they have on the lakes?
Well, they have boats that pull, you know, electric power or something. Not electric power, but I've never fished that way.
You know, I just wanted the kind of oars. They just call them.
My boy and I fishing some, but I don't.
Yeah. If they just built the boat and put it down in the water, you say they're going to, for the first time, they're going to launch.
They're going to launch their boat.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about an expression. The expression is right smart. Do you use that in any way?
I have.
How would you use it? Could you give me a couple sentences that would...
Well... We meant now he's a right bright student. We say he's a smart student.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use it to mean a whole lot? To say,
yes.
Like it rained?
Somebody asked, did it rain much over there? Right smart.
Uh-huh. And how about it? If somebody asked you if you still had that, does your leg still hurt? And you might say it still hurts.
Right smart.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't talk about somebody having a right smart of dogs.
No, I hadn't used that.
Or nothing you could count, in other words. You wouldn't say there are right smart of houses on that hill.
Yeah.
All right.
That wasn't a good expression, was it?
Okay, well, that wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit that way. Now, if you went to the store and you got something, and you brought it home, and you wanted to make sure let's say you were going to recover a piece of furniture, and you'd get a small piece of cloth at the store, you'd call that a...
sample.
And if a little girl had a dress on that was very attractive, you might tell her, my, that's a...
Such a pretty dress,
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah, and you might say, that dress is pretty, but the one you had on yesterday was even...
prettier.
Okay, and a thing a woman wears over her dress when she's cooking. Pencil, but a...
Instead of a pencil.
Or a fountain.
Yeah, a fountain pen.
And then the thing you use to hold up a baby's diaper.
Well,
safety.
Safety pins.
Mm-hmm. And you drink. They used to drink water. Now they drink out of glasses and things. But they used to drink out of things made of metal. They were called a
tin cup.
Yeah. And another way of saying a dime is
ten cents.
Sure. Yeah. And over at when these are called
pants.
All right. Now if these match now that what you're wearing, what do you call that?
A suit.
Okay. And it's say you just bought it. It's not an old one. It's a. If you just bought it, you call it a
new one. Okay.
Or a new.
New suit.
Sure. And if you had a third piece that went with it that didn't have sleeves in it.
Call that a jacket.
Okay.
A vest, you see.
The jacket and vest is the same thing.
Yeah.
But the upper part is called the.
You mean
yeah.
The coat?
Yeah. And then did you ever call anything other than pants?